a demonstration by the Vietnam Day Committee down at the Oakland Army Terminal on a pier opposite a Mexican freighter called the El Mexicano, which apparently is carrying war supplies to Vietnam. One of the speakers here is attempting to address the crew through a bullhorn in Spanish. Some members of the crew are waving.
Bienvenido, compañeros, en el barco la mexicana. Salud a los marineros mexicanos. Nosotros protestamos el guerra criminal en Vietnam y en Santo Domingo y en México, por favor. Nosotros protestamos también la explotación criminal y imperialista de la compañía de Estados Unidos, States Marines Compañía. Gracias a los marineros mexicanos.
What was that you just addressed to the crew of the El Mexicano there?
I said, welcome, Mexican comrades. We are protesting the criminal and imperialist war in Vietnam and also protesting the criminal exploitation of foreign labor that's being practiced by the American company, steamship company, States Marines.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if any...
Nosotros les estamos soportando ustedes. Aquí estamos todos nosotros soportando a los mexicanos de México y a la compañía.
The main protest they had was that they were being... their ship was being used by an American company, and they were being paid Mexican wages, $3 a day, and an American sailor on a boat carrying munitions would be paid something like $20 a day, or close to it. The amount of profit on their labor is something like $20,000 a month, above their normal profits. And they've been very high-handed in their treatment of the Mexican workers and in their treatment of the Mexican government about use of this ship. And the Mexican workers, you know, the seamen, took a stand against the war also as a unit, but they have not necessarily, you know, they will sail.
Aquí estamos nosotros soportando su decisión.
And now the El Mexicano heads down the channel into the main harbor and on then to Okinawa with these war supplies that are intended eventually for Vietnam. And this was the reason, of course, for the protest. The crew of the ship apparently had refused to load supplies directly for Vietnam in Los Angeles, but through some technicality were unable to prevent the sailing of the ship here with the supplies going to Okinawa. This is Colin Edwards to the roar of Coast Guard cutters here down at the Oakland Harbor. And as the El Mexicano heads with its supplies for Okinawa, returning listeners to the KPFA studios in Berkeley.